Psalm 91, The Shelter Deeper Than Safety. Yesterday, Psalm 90 called God our dwelling place. Psalm 91 asks what it means to actually live there. The opening Hebrew is more intimate than many English readers notice. The one who dwells in the hidden place of the Most High will spend the night in the shadow of the Almighty. That small detail matters. In the ancient world, night was when fear grew teeth. Raiders, snakes, fever, rumour. And shadow was not a soft image. In a hot land, it meant survival. The psalm even stacks divine names. Elyon, Shaddai, the Lord, my God. As if one title were too small for a world this dangerous. This psalm is probably more liturgical than private.
A worshipper speaks in verses 1 to 2, another voice answers with promise, and then God himself speaks in verses 14 to 16. That rising movement matters. Refuge is not merely self-talk, it is a word spoken over us. The wings are not only bird imagery. Israel would also hear the wings of the cherubim over the ark, the place of atonement. The hidden place is sanctuary language. Western readers often imagine safety as privacy or control. The psalm imagines safety as nearness to the enthroned God. That helps explain the long list of dangers. Terror by night, arrows by day, plague in darkness, destruction at noon. This is not only poetry about anxiety. Among the Dead Sea Scrolls, Psalm 91 appears with texts used against evil spirits, showing how ancient readers heard it, as a psalm for the whole dark field of human dread, war, disease, unseen powers, and the mind's own fears. Yet the psalm names them all without bowing before them. Once named before God, they lose their false greatness. Chaos is not sovereign. Still, Psalm 91 must be read where Jesus read it, in the wilderness, with Satan quoting it. The devil tried to turn promise into technique. If God protects you, force his hand. Jesus refused. He would trust the Father without testing him. So this psalm is not a charm against suffering and not a contract for a painless life. Its deepest centre is this: God promises his presence in trouble. The one man who perfectly dwelt in the shelter of the Most High was crucified. Yet he was not abandoned. In Christ, Psalm 91 becomes more than preservation. It becomes resurrection-shaped security. The last image is startling. The faithful do not merely hide from lion and serpent. They tread on them. Genesis begins to reverse. The shelter of God is not a padded room. It is the place where fear loses its throne, where those who cling to God in love share the victory of the Son. Suggested cross-references: Genesis 3:15, Ruth 2:12, Matthew 4:5-7, Colossians 3:3, Luke 10:19, Romans 8:35-39. Hymn suggestion: Under His Wings by William O. Cushing. Prayer: Most High God, keep us from using your promises to escape obedience. Hide us in Christ, meet us in trouble, and teach our hearts to cling to you more than to visible safety. Let your presence become our true shelter until every fear lies beneath the feet of Jesus. Amen.